Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. You know, for a lot of folks across the state of Wisconsin, you maybe be experience it yourself, or you know somebody who is living with a person that's got some disabilities. There are a lot of challenges to trying to keep that person comfortable, well, and productive, you know, having a good quality of life. A new toolkit has been put together that might be of assistance, whether you live in the urban setting or out in the country. Joining us, Sally Flashberger. She is the project manager of Living Well. She co-leads Partners in Policy Working with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. Explain that definition, would you, Sally? Let's get started on the right foot here. What kind of developmental disabilities would people recognize?
So developmental disabilities can be anything. Usually it's a person who's maybe diagnosed with a disability before the age of 22, but it could be an intellectual disability, it could be cerebral palsy, autism, some physical disabilities are considered developmental disabilities. So it's a pretty wide-ranging definition for developmental disabilities. People may have mental health issues, but they may have other developmental disabilities that go along with that.
Right. Now, when I reached out to Sally, I asked her, quite frankly, did she think this was something that would resonate with a rural audience? And you kind of agreed with me that these challenges appear regardless of the landscape.
Yes, and I think sometimes even more so in our rural communities. We know that there's a big caregiver crisis, and even employment resources, lots of things. So within our rural communities, I think we often see that people with disabilities may be even more isolated. And so having different resources to think about how to really improve their lives and help gain independence is just so important, no matter where you live.
Those were some of the other statistics that caught my attention. You said that people with disabilities have a lot of social isolation and a couple other traits that I had not been aware of.
Yes. Our grant specifically, so our Living Well grant at the board is a demonstration grant from the Administration on Community Living, and it has a focus on improving the quality of life of people with disabilities in Wisconsin. We are one of eight states who received this grant from the federal government. And within that grant, we also are looking at community monitoring. So looking at abuse and neglect statistics and our incident management systems within Wisconsin. And so what we have found through research is that people with disabilities are much more socially isolated, that actually can lead to some issues with abuse and neglect, that people with disabilities really kind of that social isolation and not building those networks can sometimes put them at jeopardy. And so so part of working on the toolkit was to really bring the toolkit's tagline is healthy, safe, and connected. So really be looking at what we can bring to people to be thinking about all of those areas, with one of the big parts being, that social connectedness, because that really leads to better health and better safety also.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the toolkit then, Sally. What's in it? Give us a little bit of a description on what we can expect if we go to the website and want to download that.
Sure. So, this is one of the positives that came out of COVID-19, we feel like, because we originally developed this toolkit to have a lot of resources around COVID-19, and then we moved it to more of a general toolkit. So within our healthy section, we talk about different exercise that people can do, how they can do some meal planning, what types of foods are good for people. So really kind of looking at that. And throughout the toolkit, we have a lot of like checklists and forms that people can actually, fill out and kind of start to create those lists. Within the safety section, we do talk about those issues related to abuse and neglect. We define those issues. We talk about what to do if you or a family member, you're finding that they are subject to abuse and neglect, who you might report that to. It gives you a checklist to fill out who you've talked to about that issue. But also in that safe section is really like, is your home safe? Do you have heat? Do you have electricity? Do you have the right foods in your house? Really kind of thinking about, you know, how am I sure that I am safe at home and in the community? And then the final section is really talking about that connectedness. So we talk about your circle of support, and for you to be looking at, well, who is in my life? I'm in the center of that circle. Who is in my life that is supporting me, and how can I extend that circle? You know, do I have a faith community? Do I have family members? Do I have neighbors? And really thinking about what that connectedness looks like as a support system. And then thinking about what activities you're interested in. What things maybe have you been wanting to do? Maybe you like to go bowling. Maybe you want to participate with your church, and kind of developing a plan for yourself. Another couple tools within that section that you can fill out. And then some resources of places that you might be looking for options to get more involved with within your community and build that social connectedness.
You know, so much of what you're talking about relies on the caregiver. The person that's suffering or sustained the disability is the target of, shall we say, improvement or helping them be more robust. But boy, those caregivers, that's something that I really have witnessed in my life, Sally. You know, there's never a break. A parent that is a parent to a disabled child, there's never really a break. You also address that in the toolkit.
Sure. I mean, I think that is a really important piece for caregivers to be reaching out. I am the parent of a young adult with a developmental disability. He still lives in our home, but we're always trying to build those supports and services. And we know that they're, you know, within our paid caregivers, we have a huge paid caregiver shortage, and really this is falling on families. So I think the resource is not just for people with disabilities, but really for family members to be kind of thinking about, how can I help my family member be more independent? What are the things in this toolkit that might be helping me? We have resources, our local ADRCs in all of our counties. You know, they have a wealth of resources that can help support families and then help support people with disabilities. We have a great long-term care system in Wisconsin, so we often find that there are families who maybe have not gotten connected to the long-term care system. So we have our children's long-term care system, and then we have our adult long-term care system with what is called family care and IRIS. And so often people don't even, haven't even accessed those resources. So those links go through what is called our ADRCs, our Aging and Disability Resource Centers, and every county has a center that can assist people. So some of those resources are in the guide, in the toolkit.
Excellent. And I see that there's also things like apps. There's a very nice, I won't say questionnaire, but personal history that you can help fill out. I mean, there's just a lot of gathering of information that can be used for doctor's appointments or when you are engaging in new groups.
Absolutely. That was very important to us during COVID-19. The form looked a little bit different, but we knew that, you know, if a person with a disability were to contract COVID, we weren't sure what was, you know, how they would be transported to a hospital. And so we knew those health forms were really important, and being sure that families or the person with the disability were able to fill those out, so that in any emergency, you know, we kind of talked about hang it on the refrigerator, print this out, hang it on the refrigerator. Then you can have it. If something were to happen, it could go right with you to the hospital. There were good suggestions if the person were nonverbal or if they have sensory issues, you know, how to kind of for medical professionals to really be safely working with that person. So just very important, especially as we were entering the pandemic. But again, just a great tool for anyone to have.
Sally Flashberger along with us, project manager for Living Well, part of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. If you would like to tap into the great resources that she's been describing in their toolkit, a couple different ways that you can do it. The best way is going directly to their website, and that is wibp.org. wibpdd.org, or simply search for the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. You'll find the toolkit availability under their resources. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.